You're listening to SBS News.
A thrilling third Ashes test saw history made as, for the first time since 1888, a team has won a test after being bowled out for less than 70 in its first innings. Thanks to a six-hitting rampage by English all-rounder Ben Stokes, the home side managed to chase down a record fourth innings target of 359, winning by one wicket to level the Ashes series at one test all. Stokes finished on 135 not out, sharing a 76-run last wicket stand with Jack Leach, who should have been run out with two runs still required, but for a fumble by spinner Nathan Lyon at the bowler's end. Australia's Tim Payne told the ABC the result is bitterly disappointing.
It's got a sting, there's no doubt about that. However, we've just got to keep trusting the process that we've got in place to win test matches. We were very, very close. It took one of the great innings is to beat us, so that's a positive thing. We're on the right track and we've got two more opportunities to win the Ashes.
The Australian Boomers basketball team won a thrilling victory over the United States in Melbourne on Saturday afternoon. Patty Mills starred with 30 points in the second exhibition game, while Andrew Bogut also put in a superb performance. He scored 16 points, 9 rebounds and 4 assists. But Mills was the star in the first ever win for Australia against the USA. Here's how SBS described a crucial basket by Mills late in the match as the Boomers took control.
Looking for Mills, beckons him toward the ball from the elbow.
After the 98-94 win, Mills spoke of his pride in playing for Australia and of his hopes for winning a medal at the World Cup in China, which starts next weekend.
It's a building block for us, you know. We've been taking it step by step and understanding that this is a process. But it's good just to get everyone back and get everyone on the floor. So this is just one step towards our progress and our ultimate goal of creating history and winning a medal. So we're locked in on that focus for sure.
In the AFL, the Brisbane Lions missed the chance to clinch the minor premiership when they lost to the Richmond Tigers by 27 points. Richmond now meets the Lions in a qualifying final rematch in Brisbane in 2 weeks' time. Key defender Nick Flosstone played well in the win at the Melbourne Cricket Ground on Sunday and said despite a tough start to the season, the Tigers didn't stop believing they could make the top four.
We knew we just had to hunt tough early. We had a lot of some new young players and we found a couple, so that's really exciting as well. So we knew we could just hold in there later on the year. We had a lot of games at the G as well, so we could try and make a run for it.
Jack Riewoldt led the way for Richmond with 4 goals to help his side finish in third spot. Geelong secured the minor premiership with a big win over Carlton on Saturday. The Coleman Medal, which is awarded to the leading goal kicker in the regular season, was confirmed. Greater Western Sydney star Jeremy Cameron scored 9 goals in the 38-point win against the Gold Coast. Here's how Fox Sports described a moment Cameron went past North Melbourne's Ben Brown.
He's tied with Ben Brown as it stands. Jeremy Cameron, he stands alone at the top. It's Jez's medal.
After round 23, the top 8 sides that will contest the finals are Geelong, Collingwood, Richmond, Brisbane, West Coast, Greater Western Sydney, the Western Bulldogs and Essendon. In the NRL this weekend, the Melbourne Storm have secured the minor premiership with a 24-8 win against the Gold Coast Titans. The Sydney Roosters look to have secured second spot after a big win against the St George Illawarra Dragons. And while the top 6 spots are locked down, there are 5 teams fighting for the remaining 2 spots. The Sharks, Broncos, West Tigers, Panthers, Knights and Bulldogs are all able to make it. South Sydney can still finish in the top 4 after a thrilling 2-point win against the Brisbane Broncos. Here's how Fox Sports described Damien Cook's crucial try, which ultimately ensured the win.
Otherwise, I'm going to get another one.
Oh, they're not going to defend well there. Gagai Cook's there again. Have a look at him move. Blink and you miss it. Flash Cook. He scores for the Rabbitohs.
And in Super Netball this weekend, the Sunshine Coast Lightning have been rewarded with a home final as minor premiers. The Lightning will host the New South Wales Swifts in a major semi-final to determine who goes directly through to hosting the grand final. The Collingwood Magpies have qualified for the finals after upsetting the Vixens in the final match of the regular season. The Magpies needed a victory with at least 3 bonus points to overtake the Giants for fourth spot. The result means the Magpies and the Vixens face off again in a minor semi-final derby next weekend. Alan Lee, SBS News.